Hey everyone, how's it going? It's Charlie Morgan here and welcome to another video for the YouTube channel. Hope you're all well. I have spent the last week, well probably 2 weeks if you're watching this a little later, listening to Flume's new album Palaces. For anyone who is new to the channel, before I explain who I am, I need to explain that I am in love with Flume, the music artist. But anyway, that aside, I've been listening to the album, and anybody else who listens to Flume, let me know what your favourite song is. And if you don't know who Flume is, then go and check him out. He's a legend. But anyway, I'm supposed to be talking about business. This channel is not to promote my favourite music artist. But anyway, today we're going to talk about patience briefly. I've got a little idea for you that might really help you develop patience and learn how to sort of integrate it into your life. Because patience is a bit of a paradox, because you kind of like need to want things, and you kind of, if you expect them to take ages, then you're going to work in accordance with that expectation. So we need to try and figure out how to have a non-binary balance. And I figured it out and I'm going to share it with you. But first of all, why the hell should you listen to me when it comes to patience or anything related to business? Well, my name's Charlie and I've been able to scale a couple of businesses. One business I've scaled to 7 figures. It's a marketing agency called Northflow Consulting. And the second business is called Imperium Agency, and I've scaled that to multi 7 figures. And it's kind of fun. We have a lot of fun with those businesses. But my main priority now is teaching other people how I've done things like that. And I can do that through my YouTube channel, through my courses and stuff. But don't worry, there's no 997 course for me to tag onto this bad boy. It purely is just for me to explain. So patience is interesting, because patience is a character trait, but you need to be able to be patient but also impatient at the same time, which might sound impossible and strange, but I'm going to explain how to apply these different things. It's a very simple premise, right? So patience is basically the act of being able to withstand the, what would we call it? It's like it's an expectation, isn't it? Like, you expect things to take time. So patience is being able to withstand a lack of instant gratification in accordance with your efforts, I suppose. So it's being able to put up with the pain of putting work into something but not seeing any fruit come from that labor immediately. Basically, it's being able to accept and behave in accordance with delayed gratification, which is a skill that most people don't have these days because of the way their lifestyles are built. But the problem that most people run into is they're either too patient and they expect things to take too long, or they have no patience at all and they expect things to be immediate, and therefore they fall apart at the first sign of things not happening. So I figured this out, right? You need to be impatient in your actions, and you need to be patient with your results. So what this means is it's a sort of nice little paradox, because you have to be impatient in the day. And what I mean by that in the day is you have to act as if you have to do as much as you can today, to the best of your ability today, for as long as you can today. But then you also need to accept that the doing that every day is effective, but takes years and years of focused practice to actually bring anything to life. And so the summary of this video, basically in the shortest form, is be impatient in your actions, but be patient with the results that come from those actions. This is something that took me 3 or 4 years to figure out. I used to be the most impatient person on the planet, where my brain was so wired for instant gratification. So if your lifestyle is revolving around like instant gratification, so drinking, pornography, social media use, Netflix, constant YouTube binging, junk food, like TikTok, when you have these things in your life, your brain, it cannot tell the difference in stimuli when bucketed. So what I mean by that is your brain can't really differentiate between your business activities and your incessant drinking habits. It will perceive actions and activities in this sort of binary stance where it can't differentiate between the two on an intellectual level. It just sees them on a sort of neurological chemical level. So what that means is that if your personal life, right, it revolves around constant instant gratification and just getting things immediately, and, you know, monkey take action, monkey receive hit of dopamine, like that's what most people do with their lives, then they try and start a business. Now, business by definition, or by unofficial definition, is just delayed gratification. It's really painful and takes a long time, and it's just basically putting up with a significant amount of pain for a long time to then experience pleasure in, you know, 5 years, right? This is what I say to people when they're like, I want to start an agency or a coaching business. I'm like, okay, well, you can do it, but just know it's going to take like years and years of disgusting levels of work to actually bring anything to fruition. And most people don't tell you that because, well, they're trying to sell you their $1,000 course and you're buying it on the premise that everything's going to be easy and pain-free once you buy it. It's like you're kind of buying paracetamol, but the problem with that is it doesn't work, right? It works temporarily, but then you come to the realization that you run out of this thing and it doesn't work. So let's break this thing down into these two categories. So impatient in your actions, basically do all that can be done every day to the best of your ability for as long as you can with as much focus as you can. And do that every day. There's a cool quote that I like, and I've actually got it here. Hang on. So in my days of being an entrepreneur, I've read a lot of books, and there's a book that I've read. And what I found, I can't remember the name of the book. I think it was like how on Getting Rich or something. But I read this book, and it's actually called The Science of Getting Rich. And I ripped out this page. And so I've got my wallet here, and I keep this in my wallet because I read this probably when I was about 18, like, you know, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, whatever. And I read this page, and I ripped it out and I put it in my wallet, and I've kept it in there ever since. So it's kind of become a little bit, you know, basically battered, just being folded up in my wallet. But sometimes when I'm procrastinating or when I'm lost, I'll just read this. So I'm going to read it to you now. Didn't intend on this becoming a reading video, but this is what I mean by impatience today. And then in a second, I'll explain patience for 10 years. So you want to be impatient today with your actions, doing as much as you can. Like you're sort of impatient to do everything that you can, but then you're patient in the long term. So impatient in the short, patient in the long, right? So this is chapter 12, page 45 on The Science of Getting Rich. Efficient action. You must use your thought as directed in previous chapters and begin to do what you can do where you are. You must do all that you can do where you are. You can only advance by being larger than your present place. And no man is larger than his present place. Than his present place, who leaves undone any of the work entertaining to that place. The world is advanced only by those who fill their present places. So all that means is, like, imagine that kind of like your day is like a glass, and your action is putting water into the glass, and you want to fill it to the top each day. You just fill as much water as you can into this glass, because if you don't do that, then you're not putting enough cause to effect to actually see any sort of accumulated action happen. So there is no man quite filled. See, the problem I've got here is that it's all sort of like ripped, so I can't really see it. Those who do not fill their present places are dead weight upon society. The progress of the world is retarded by those who do not fill their place, etc., etc. So there's a part in here. Let me get to it. When an organism has more life than can be expressed in the functions of its own plane, it develops organs of a higher plane, and a new species is originated. I'm going to read that again. When an organism has more life than can be expressed in the functions of its own plane, so when it's so well adapted to its environment, it actually has more adaptations and it has the ability to add new things to itself, right? It develops the organs of a higher plane and a new species is originated. So what this basically means is when you are who you are, if you feel who you are, and you start developing into a new person that can branch out to do more interesting things. So when you've learned all your skills, when you can start learning new skills, right? When you filled your current space, that's when you can start branching out into new things. So it's really complicated, but it's best summarized by that sort of thing. Like if you've got an animal and you put it in an environment and it's so well adapted to the environment that it can start to build other advantages, then a new species becomes from that. But it can't develop new advantages if it hasn't taken full advantage of what it currently has and what it can currently be. So that's what I mean by being impatient with the day, is you want to treat each day like you're trying to fill this glass of water up, but you want to bring it all the way to the top. Now, you don't want to pour too much water in the glass because then it'll overflow. And then that's when your actions actually start to create problems, because that's how you burn out and stuff. So I'm not saying that you want to work like with complete focus for like 24 hours a day. What I'm saying is, within reason, figure out how empty the glass is and just put it up to the top and then finish. And then next day, put it up to the top. And over the course of years and years, once you've got all this water, you can just start drinking it and then you're fine. It's a weird analogy, but that's how I see it. Every day is either a successful day or a day of failure. And it is the successful days which get you what you want. If every day is a failure, you can never get rich. While if every day is a success, you cannot fail to get rich. Pretty simple. So here's where it gets interesting, I think. So this is the idea of cause and effect. If there is something that may be done today and you do not do it, you have failed insofar as that thing is concerned, and the consequences may be more disastrous than you can imagine. So if you don't do outreach today, or if you don't do that sales call today, or if you don't do something you know you should do today and put it off to tomorrow, you're not just putting it off to tomorrow, you're putting your goal off by potentially years, because actions compound. So the actions you take today, you might start to see little effects tomorrow and next week and next month and the year, and then 10 years you see the real effect of it. But if you put off to today, tomorrow, for tomorrow, what can be done today, then you delay that compounding. And we know that compounding isn't linear. So it kind of doubles on itself, you know, every time frame. And so the longer you wait to do the thing, the longer it takes in the initial stages for the compounding to actually kick in. And it's the compounding we want. So when you take ages and when you're patient in with the day because you don't do much, right, then you're delaying the compounding effects that you could perceive. So my life right now, where I am with a couple of multi-seven figure businesses, that's really just an effect. It's a culmination of all of the causes that I put into motion 5 or 6 years ago. And I'm living that, and I've been able to be patient with that process. And now that I've been rewarded for my impatient daily activity, but my long-term patience accepting the delayed gratification of those tasks. Do all that can be done every day. And that's it. Every act in itself is a success or a failure. Every act in itself is effective or inefficient. And every day is a success or a failure. And that's kind of like, there's a bit more to this than this, but this is just one page that sort of, stuck out. You cannot foresee the results of even the most trivial act. You do not know the workings of all the forces that have been set moving on your behalf. Kind of like a law of attraction thing, right? You don't know like how different things manifest, but when you understand cause and effect, you will take your days more seriously. So that's the first part of it, is the sort of impatient in the day. Fill your days up with as much activity as you can. You want to be impatient, like you can't do enough. Like, oh my God, the day's here. I need to get everything done. The caveat to this is you need to have long-term patience. So what that means is accepting the fact that, like, whilst if you're trying to build anything of value, then value takes time, because value has to be sort of built from the bottom up, and it has to be heavy. It has to weigh a lot, because that's what the market will weigh your business on, is how valuable it is. And to create something heavy requires you to take every glass of water from each day and put that glass on a scale. And what it means is, like, if the less water that's in the glass, the less heavy the glass will be, obviously. So the heavier each glass, the more you can put on the scale, which means the heavier your business becomes in terms of the value. So you want to imagine that each day is an opportunity to create value in your business. And what that means is that's how much you can do and how much can be done to fill up the water to the best of your ability. And then you go and you pop that glass on this huge scale. And after having put, you know, full glasses of water on the scale for like 3 or 4 years, the scales will start to tip. And that's where the value starts to build. And that's when the market starts to gravitate towards your business. And then gradually over time, this thing will tip and tip and tip. And the heavier it becomes, the more value is created. And that's like the compounding nature. So you put one glass on, you're going to see no difference. Two glasses, no difference at all. But 200 glasses, it's going to tip a bit. 500 glasses, it's going to tip even more. And then what happens is the scales sort of compound. So, you know, as eventually you get to like glass 1001, an extra glass is kind of like 5 glasses or 10 glasses from the initial week that you started. And that's how it works. This is how compounded knowledge works and compounded value. And so this is really like how I've perceived this, and how it's really helped me rationalize and come to terms with doing a lot of work, but not seeing much of that work manifest in the long term, in the short term rather. So basically, be impatient in your days, not with what you can get out of the day, but what you can put into the day. So you want to be impatient with how much you can input, and be patient with how much you can output. Does that make sense? So in life, we've got inputs and outputs. The input of our business is work, and the output of our business is money and freedom. You want to be as impatient as humanly possible with how much work you can put into the thing, but then be as patient as you possibly can with the output, which is the money and the freedom, which is why you're working in the first place. So that's that. And tell you what, being a Flume fan, you learn a lot about patience, because by a fucking lord does that man take time to produce music. The last album Flume actually produced prior to the Palaces was High This Is Flume as a mixtape, which made like 2019. So we had to wait like, yeah, 3 or 4 years for this. And then, you know, it's so impatient, and that's kind of literally how I came up with this idea. I was like, well, how did I manage to wait that long? Well, it's just through patience, but then there's a weird sort of overlap. It's very, very strong, sort of like, it's a very weak rather connection, but you get my point. But, you know, when you enjoy like a music artist, for example, or maybe you've got a favorite director of a film, like you've got no problem waiting for them to produce the thing, because you know that every day they're going to be putting work into making it happen. And you, all you have to do is sit back and just wait for that thing to happen. But the problem is that when we're involved in the thing, we're so tied to it emotionally that we can't give ourselves the time that we would give an external person or a third party. So that's how I see patience, and you need to develop it because it's a character trait that's absolutely paramount, but you also need to be impatient. It's a non-binary thing. You have to have both. You can't just be patient and be, you know, kicking back and relaxing, because every day I wake up and I'm like, holy shit, like I need to get this done. I can't be waiting around for something to happen. Like I have to, you know, make it work. So that's everything for today's video. If you did enjoy it, you can just like, comment and subscribe or do all that usual stuff. In the first link of the video description, there will be a link that will take you through to a funnel that's designed to sell you something. Ta-da, right? Nothing crazy here. We've got a program that basically helps high-ticket service providing businesses acquire more clients, get more appointments, and have more fun in their company so they can step back and actually just basically make money, which is obviously what they want to do, and systemize their businesses so they can just kind of have them run themselves. Almost sounds too good to be true, but it is true and it is good. And we've done it for over 200 people at this point. So if you're open to learning more about how we can help you grow and get more clients, then you can just click that first link. It's a funnel. It's designed to sell you something. No bullshit. But if you enjoyed the video, please do like it and also subscribe. You don't have to turn the bell notification thing on. I don't really want to distract you. But yeah, I'll see you in the next video. Hope you have a great day. Catch you around. Cheers.